Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show on a Patriots Friday is brought to you by Arch Painting.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
You know, lost in the incessant AB talk this morning is my lead.
Yes.
That I cannot believe Madonna was willing to pay $20 million to Dennis Rodman to get her pregnant.
Oh, that's good DNA, man.
It is good DNA, but $20
million? That's what she said.
I mean, couldn't she find somebody for $5 million that had?
Yeah, but that maybe you don't want a $5 million baby. Maybe you want that $20 million baby.
Right. You're talking about...
If you're going to spend the money...
Right. You've heard the saying, you get what you pay for.
Right.
$20 million for, and she chose Dennis Rodman.
Well, I mean, Dennis Rodman has some good DNA. Did you not hear his story? He was 5'9" his senior year, or after he graduated his senior year, he grew like a foot in over a year. So it's some pretty good DNA right there.
But do you think Madonna wanted an athlete child, or
maybe?
Did she want
know. She's married to that personal trainer guy. She had her daughter with that personal trainer guy.
But doesn't athletic ability skip a generation? I mean, look at my kids. They're both good athletes.
Yeah. Have you done a DNA test?
That's the question.
I probably
don't know if it skips a generation.
But I mean, I just can't believe out of everybody that was available to Madonna that she was willing to pay Dennis Rodman $20 million. She flew him from Vegas to New York because she was ovulating.
If you've ever been with someone and you're trying to get pregnant, you know that time is of the essence.
I guess
once you get that second pink line on the ovulating thing.
Well, they have these sperm banks where women go in and, you know, they want, you know, sperm donors to have a certain
profile,
whether they're, you know, smart or this. And with Dennis Rodman, I mean, at that time, he was arguably one of the greatest athletes in the world.
What else I love about this story is that he was playing craps at the time when she called him, and he told them to hold the table while he flew to New York and back. And he's like, they did, because when you got money, they do that.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me.
So cool. Basically, Madonna was probably, was this during a time of text? Was texting? Whatever.
It was like 96, 97.
It was the 90s. Okay.
So she calls him. He's at the casino. She's like, I'm ovulating.
The pit boss hands him the phone at the table.
Is that true? Yes.
That's what he claims.
Yeah.
These are the alleged allegations.
These are the alleged allegations.
Off of her.
And so then she says, I'll have a private jet waiting for you.
Yep.
He gets on it, flies there.
Does his thing.
Smashes her.
Denmark.
And then flies back and gets back to the table so that he can play. But I guess.
Not bad when you got that type of juice.
But for 20 million, it also would have been an amazing, like, if he were able to have impregnated her, he would have been set for life.
Well, you know what he could have did? And this would have been, you know, maybe for some reason he does it the first time and he gets another 20 million to do it again. Like, hey, every time you want me to, you know, leave behind some of my soldiers, it's going to cost you 20 million.
I believe that was part of the contract, was that if I don't get pregnant, you don't get the money.
I believe that Madonna was the original Nundies. She was the original Nundies.
Now she's on a new level. Now she's got a new booty. Uh-huh. She's got the new lips, like we've talked about. She's got the fuller lips, the fuller booty. So maybe she's looking for the newest Dennis Rodman. Could be. Who knows? Maybe she hits up AB.
Maybe she will.
Maybe, AB.
Speaking of Nundies, do you think it's weird? There's a big news story today that a pair of panties that belonged to Eva Braun, the girlfriend of Hitler, were sold at an auction.
The These collectors.
Yeah.
They'll buy anything.
How much? I wonder how much they sold for. I bet it was pricey.
There was a lot of
you could probably look it up. But is that a weird thing to buy? Is the panties of the
vintage.
It's vintage. $4,619 is what they sold for.
Yes.
Like, I mean, if you could buy a pair of panties of...
Emily Ratajkowski.
No, I was going to say Marilyn Monroe.
No. Well, no, I would. But there are people. Who, there are guys who buy them online.
So you, there's like, not a pair of panties out there that you would buy.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Okay. Yes. All right, so there you go.
Yes, I would. But Danielle has a friend who sells hers online.
She used to. She doesn't anymore.
Oh, she doesn't anymore. Her
but
used,
she made
her
bank.
Used ones.
Oh, I could. I bet that. Yeah. Guys just buying them, sniffing them.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. So, do you think that's like a very wealthy, perverted underwear sniffer is the person who bought?
Yeah, I think so. He's probably has like a range of different smells. He's got them categorized. I mean, you said, Danielle, that the woman you did, she probably made a good amount of money doing it.
Oh yeah.
Now, why are there no guys selling their draws?
Literally, no one wants that ever.
Anybody?
Literally,
I don't
no
think
one
women
ever.
Want to buy your draws.
That'd be a great interview. I'd love to hear from Danielle's friend. Like, you're selling panties.
Well, why don't you try that? Like, you can make some bucks.
Selling my drawers?
Yeah, selling your, you know, like the
Wiggy's tidy whities. Yeah.
My wife's always complaining there's holes in them.
Why doesn't she buy you some new ones?
Oh, I do. I like the comfort level. You know, it's a little different.
Right.
They're built for comfort, not speed.
Let's see. Here's a 774 text that says that's the ultimate booty call. I mean, if you're Madonna and you're getting a hold of Dennis Rodman in a casino in Vegas and you're in New York and then he is coming to you for a booty call, I mean, that's, like you said earlier, that's when you have a lot of money.
Yes,
when you have, when
very
you
much
have
so.
A
and
lot
that's,
of money.
That it's, honestly, it's not even a booty call. It's perfunctory. That was a job. That was a side job for him. Like, you think they were having some really sexy, fun sex? She was probably like, okay, Dennis, let's get it done.
Well, that's the thing is,
put a baby in me.
Like, how good could it have been?
It must have been good if she's willing to spend $20 million.
No, for her, it was good.
Right.
But for him, it's like he's just showing up there to perform and make a baby.
It's like doing an appearance.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you want
he
doesn't have to sign autographs.
He's like, I'm going to go hang out. I'll be at the Kinko's down on Vegas Boulevard from 2 to 4 on Saturday with Madonna.
I mean... Like, you want a baby.
I don't think I'm 42. No, I think I'm past it. I think I'm over it.
Could you ever see yourself paying somebody?
Dennis Rodman?
Don't you think I'd have done that by now? I'm going to pay Curtis for a baby.
All right.
You sure you want to have a baby with him? Have you seen him?
Have you met his dad?
Oh, that is true.
Maybe
you want to have a baby with Curtis's dad.
No, because I don't want my kid to be related to Curtis in that way.
Have you ever, like, can you see yourself calling Curtis when he's driving down to Twin River to get reimbursed for a ticket that he bought, and then you call him and say immediately, Curtis. Yeah.
I'm ovulating.
He shows up and he disrobes.
And then he disappears because he's two-dimensional.
Little Kurt needs some new drawers, man. He needs some new shoes. He needs new underwears. These Pampers ain't paying for themselves.
Where do you think that rag and bone shirt came from?
Mm-hmm. This is Ryan. What's up, Ryan? What just happened?
He was just freaked out by being naked.
Oh, he's freaked out at the fact that Danielle could be Curtis's baby mama.
Booming.
Oh, Twitter would have a field day with that.
Oh, God, that would be fun. Any way we can make that happen. It'd be great for the show.
Oh, yeah. Do it for the show.
I mean, that's the Patriot way.
Several texters are asking whether that is prostitution that Madonna committed.
Sure is.
It is, right?
Well, I mean, she didn't pay him, so technically, no. She wasn't paying him for... I mean, I'm sure any attorney would argue that she's not paying him for the sex. She's paying him for a biological product. The delivery method just happened to, in this instance,
in this case,
be, in-person sex.
Be traditional style?
But if she were to pay him $20 million for his
Madonna's
sperm...
Madonna's probably not traditional style, I would say.
Well, these days? Probably. She probably has some joint issues that prevent her from flipping over.
I don't know if you've seen her lately. I think she's got some new joints.
Right.
Do you think she uses the English accent in bed?
Of course she does. She sounds like full-on Peppa Pig.
And she's more like Queens.
Oi, Dennis. Put in me. I'm going to have a baby with you. She had like a Cockney accent.
No, she didn't have a Cockney accent.
Certainly did.
She drifted over to the Cockney accent.
Like, really?
She's really
Madonna,
pouring it
sound
on.
Like I'm all posh and right. whatnot, but actually
from
I'm
New
coming
York.
From
Stop it. Stop
Brixton.
It. You're from New York. That's me. Come on, Madonna.
Seriously.
It's because right. you lived in London for a couple years. It doesn't make you London.
She like smelled like some kind of boiled dinner in London. She had an accent all of a sudden.
Well, it must be just me, but I can't imagine out of everybody that was available that she was willing to pay Dennis Rodman $20 million
hey,
to
people
get her
like
pregnant.
What they like, man.
I can't believe that. 617-779-7937 is the number.
Well, who'd
call.
You think she would pay? So, I mean who all right, you're 1997 or whatever.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah, what about you? Yeah, what about a Hugh Grant? I mean,
oh, Liz Hurley would never have let that happen.
What about Patrick Swayze?
Denzel Washington.
You're not getting anything. It's about what you could be getting from the DNA of Rodman. What are you getting from Denzel? You're not getting no great DNA from him.
Well, what about some sort of Nobel Prize winner or something?
Ooh, Bill Clinton.
Yeah. She could have that for free. In fact, I think she did, and Gina Gershon was there, and she got really upset about it.
I think Bill Clinton paid her
$200. It's all about athletes. If you were going to impregnate the perfect woman right now, wouldn't it be Serena Williams?
What? No, Emily Ratajkowski would
it's
be
about
the one
DNA. That, like you I mean, said, you want to build the super athlete.
Emily Ratajkowski has armpit hair that looks like, you know, the Sherwood Forest.
Yeah, and I still find her
to be the most beautiful.
That's woman. Absolutely disgusting. What? How pretty you are.
You think that's disgusting?
Armpit hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because it's her.
I don't care who it's on.
Yeah, no, get rid
That's
of that.
That's disgusting.
I love Wiggy how he says armpit hair. That was so good.
It's disgusting.
Armpit hair.
That's disgusting.
Well, no, I mean,
Halle Berry, you know, one of the most, if she has, you know, hair under her arms, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Does Mrs. Wiggins give
no.
you a...
No, she has no armpit hair.
No, I wasn't going to say that. Does she give you a celebrity hall pass?
Does she... Yeah, she does.
Who is it?
Ernie Adams.
No, apparently after this morning, I think it's Antonio Brown.
Yeah,
I think it's AB.
I would say that it's Ashanti. She knows Ashanti. Or Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj, really?
Really?
Yeah, one of those two.
I think that would be weird the way she would, talk.
Well, you should hear her celebrity hall passes.
Who's?
Chris Brown.
Really?
Oh, well, she can see him at the garden tonight.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I'm like, you see what you did to Rihanna?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she must like the Bad Boys.
She's feisty, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, you and Chris Brown wouldn't mix. Would be,
why don't you send her to the garden to go Danielle wanted tonight. To go see that show tonight, which I thought
no,
was...
No, I don't send her nowhere near Chris Brown.
I'm going for Joyner Lucas. Let's be straight.
Oh, but okay. I like Joyner
Lucas. I like
Joyner,
yes. Celebrate. Yeah.
So that's a whole nother thing. Yeah. I know you don't like when I say whole nother. But we're all over, like, everybody, Shaughnessy, everybody's all over Antonio Brown. And yet, Chris Brown is at the Garden tonight, and it's a sellout. And nobody feels awful about, they don't feel dirty, as Ken said, about going to see Chris Brown
in
concert.
When I expressed, because I have a friend who's a super huge fan of Joyner, so I wanted to go for that reason. And it was like, when I expressed, I said to somebody, like, what are you doing Friday night? And I said, oh, I might be going to the Chris Brown show, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, oh. How could you support him?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, here we go.
Well,
this.
What do you mean, though?
Because there are a lot of other people that work with these artists as well.
But even
it's
though.
Like, it goes back to like the boycott thing.
No, but if the person's talented, you're not supporting maybe what that person's behavior is. You're just supporting the talent. Now with Chris Brown, he's talented, so people support that. I mean, think about it. You know, think about that whole Rihanna situation. And Chris Brown is probably, you know, one of the top rated, you know, R&B.
He's huge.
You know, people love him.
But nobody's holding him accountable. Like, Ken's big take on Monday was that Patriots fans should feel dirty. If he were here today.
Yeah, so should Chris Brown fans.
He would say that you should feel even dirtier.
Of course.
Like, should anybody who goes to the Chris Brown show tonight feel dirty?
I guess.
But couldn't you say that about, you know, a lot of celebrities, actors that have had situations before? I'd say, have you ever seen a Josh Brolin movie?
Yes.
Okay. Should you feel Diane dirty Lane? For what, you know,
well,
Diane?
People say the same thing about Kevin Spacey or whatever. Yeah.
So
all right. People still listen to R. Kelly on Spotify. They just won't tell you about it. They'll claim that they don't on Facebook. Yeah. It was like all the people that canceled their Rolling Stone subscription after they put the bomb around the cover. Well, yeah, that didn't actually happen.
Music is good,
you people weren't actually subscribed to Rolling Stone in the first place.
It's like people say to me all the time that if they walk into a restaurant or a store or something and they're playing Michael Jackson,
yeah,
that they think it's inappropriate.
No.
Yeah,
it's you don't think that's...
It's like, man, that Michael Jackson song was good.
Yeah.
PYT, I'll get down with that in the comments.
Yeah, it's just, you know, Billie Jean. I mean, it's Michael.
All right, Wiggy is here. Danielle is here. It's a Friday, and we'll be right back.
Instant reaction after every Patriots game on the Real Post Game Show with Ordway, Smirlis, and Diaz. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss with their 6 locations, the newest one in Government Center, and the virtual program available worldwide. Losing weight has never been so convenient. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. As we've been discussing all morning, Antonio Brown reportedly sent group text messages to the source accusing him of sexual misconduct from Monday's Sports Illustrated article. Brown included a picture of her children and instructed his associates, also in the group text, to investigate her.
His associates?
His associates. Eric B.
What? No Rakim, huh?
No Rakim. Just Eric B.
Sounds like they work in a medical office when you call them his associates.
Or a crime syndicate. Tom Brady voiced his displeasure on Twitter last night about the amount of penalties called in the Jags' 27 win over the Titans, with Brady tweeting, "Too many penalties, just let us play." Brady then followed up that he turned off the game in the first half. He'll speak to the media later today at Gillette Stadium. Brady was limited yesterday in practice with a calf injury. Pats look to improve to 3-0 this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Gillette against the Jets and third-string quarterback Luke Falk. Turning to your Sox news, the Sox beat the Giants 5-4 yesterday afternoon at Fenway. And with 10 games left, the Sox are 9.5 games back from that coveted wild card spot. Sox start a 4-game road series with the Rays tonight. You can hear the game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Pre-game is at 6:10. First pitch with Joe Castiglione and Josh Lewin at 7:10. And the Red Sox parted ways with Vice President of Player Personnel Frank Wren and Special Assignment Scout Eddie Bain after yesterday's win. Finally, in your hockey news, Bruins beat the Flyers 3-1 in preseason hockey. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Richard. Richard, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Two things. I want to thank Jermaine for defending Antonio Brown. You know, all the stuff I've read looks like these are just consensual acts. It might be gross to talk about in some of the reports, but the bottom line is it looks like it's consensual. These are all relationships. Second point to Greg Hill. As a sports reporter, a guy covering sports in this area, I don't understand why you don't cover Megan Kahn. She's playing in the Solheim Cup. She's one of the world's top golfers out of Rockland, Mass.
Oh.
And you're talking about Dennis Rodman. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
I mean, I guess maybe there's some room for some good local golf talk on the show, Wiggy.
Greg is actually all for Megan Kahn getting a tryout with the Patriots. So
a little local sports talk.
Right.
But you think about the AB situation, right? I mean, you don't do anything with this guy because why release him and now you give a team like Kansas City the opportunity to pick him up? And then how do you think people react if the Patriots released Antonio Brown and Kansas City now picks him up to put him next to Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins, and Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback? What do you think the people are saying the next day?
There would be a revolt.
Like, why would you get rid of...
Oh, they'd go nuts.
But let's say that the Patriots somehow agree today with Curtis or some... actually, a lot of the texters who say this is the last straw when it comes to Antonio Brown, and they release him. You think that Kansas City would pick him up?
Well, I think you would have teams that would say, hey, can this guy help us win a Super Bowl? And if you're Kansas City, He helps you win. If you're Seattle, which that was one of the teams that was in the reports, rumors that he was going to get picked up by, he helps you win. So, yeah, why would you want to even run that risk? Unless it's something so damning that happens to come out where you go, okay, we have to move right on from this guy. But I think this guy has changed a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let me explain why. Okay, so here's the reason why I say that, because we all know about his text message and the way he went about it. Now, granted, putting the pictures up, some people might not, agree or disagree with that. But when you look at, besides the wording, what was going on, it was nothing like the alleged email that he sent to Brittany Taylor, where it was, you know, all types of names, be this, ho that, whatever, whatever,
right,
whatever.
Right.
So maybe he goes, okay, I'm going to put this out there because I feel like she's doing me wrong. But could you imagine if the sex message had all types of...
So you're saying that the Patriots organization has changed him enough that he didn't use the term hoe?
Oh, maybe he...
This
is an all-time reach.
This
is unbelievable. We were watching a man, a grown man, Super Bowl champion, defend the indefensible not using the word hoe in a group
chat. I didn't say change. Go back and look at the email that he allegedly sent to Brittany Taylor. Yeah. There's the F-bomb in it.
Yeah.
There's F this, F you, F this... All types of craziness. Imagine if this new text message was like that, right?
We
had all that type of...
Uh-huh.
Then we'd really be looking at him and going, so maybe there's a little piece of him in the crazy mind that he has that goes, okay.
Now, do you also believe that all of those people who have gathered this morning at Area 51 are actually going to find aliens?
No, I don't believe in aliens or UFOs.
Oh, you don't? You and I agree on that.
Yeah, I don't believe in...
You don't?
Yeah, no.
What about the fact that the Navy this week acknowledged
I heard that.
You heard that?
Yeah, I don't buy it, though. Why?
Well, Danielle does.
Yeah.
Well, where are they? If they're that intelligent, why can't they come here?
But they are here. You just don't know what they look like.
Oh, so now they can take on the
form of your headphones.
Headphones.
Form of headphones.
Wow, I was going to say a form of people.
Yeah. Antonio Brown.
Mutt.
Fitzy's
an alien.
This is Scott from Weymouth. Oh, hey, Scott.
Good morning. I love calling Fridays, Greg, to say have a nice weekend, you know?
Well, thank you.
You're like my buddy, even though, I met you once, but have a nice weekend. I have a couple points. Don't dump me yet.
Okay.
Give me 43 bases in 30 seconds, like the old show. I'm not getting into Antonio Brown. I'm really not. But does it remind you of Hillary Clinton? Meaning it just keeps coming, all the negativity. It's starting to wear on me.
Yeah.
So here's the close, Greg. I'm going to be under 40, okay?
Yeah.
Can I yell one phrase, and don't dump, there's a closing. Drop the puck. I can't wait to hear the puck. You know that sound, Greg? You've been there at the Garden. Puck getting rung off the crossbar.
Yes.
I want to see Coyle score a goal. I'm not saying he's guilty of anything, but it's honestly, Greg, I'm being frank with you. It's getting annoying.
I know.
I'm ready for hockey.
I am too.
Pats are annoying me. I'll see you at the AFC Championship. In the meantime, give me good, brother.
I watched that game last night. Wiggy couldn't believe that I watched the game.
Right,
last
that was
night.
An exhibition game that you watched the Bruins play.
There was an all world save made last night.
Nice. That was a pretty nice save by Hawk.
Oh
that was
my a nice, God!
Imagine if the Bruins sign AB. That would be interesting.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
So there's no player kind of comparable to AB in the NHL that they could sign.
Well,
I don't know.
No, because generally I think those that when it comes to the NHL, players police each other.
Nick Kesselbeck.
I like how they policed Tyler Seguin when he was here.
That's a different kind of thing.
I'm a huge hockey fan as well.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see who's on the first pairing for the Bruins.
I feel like you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm serious.
I feel like you're being sarcastic.
I bet it's Chara.
You love Chara.
Oh, yeah, I love Chara.
Let's see. Here's a text that says that Wiggy is out of his mind and that Casey would never pick up AB after this.
Well, everybody said that about the Patriots, too.
Casey extended Tyreek Hill after his situation. So for them, why wouldn't they pick him up? They're like, listen, we dealt with all this Tyreek Hill stuff, and that didn't really, all right, we maybe they talked about us for a little bit. Think about that. How much did they really talk about us for nationally over the Tyreek Hill contract extension? It was like, you know, that came and went. Hey, we could bring AB in here, put him alongside Tyreek Hill with Travis Kelce.
I just don't believe that the Patriots felt like we would be at this point today with yet another story. I think they thought that some of the stuff would go away. I think that they thought that the hot air balloon stuff, the frozen foot stuff, the, you know, wanting to punch your coach stuff was that was.
But who's making a story? SI, right? SI was making.
Well, nobody's making it a story. His actions led there to be a story.
There would be no actions if this SI story never came out, right?
What?
If they didn't write the story, if there was no Woodward and Bernstein,
if
he didn't send the text messages harassing the woman who accused him of sexual harassment, then there'd be no story.
That'd be part of it, too. But if they never, if what's his name, Robert Klemko, who we know has lied in the past when he's written stories. All of a sudden, you know, and he says it's been in the past month they've been doing this stuff.
So now he's bullying AB. Is that what you're saying?
I mean,
this reporter is harassing and bullying Antonio Brown.
It's kind of ironic that the story.
It's almost 10.
Where was the story at 2 months ago?
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
Where was the story at two months ago when he was a Raider?
I gotcha. All right, playing the part of Patriots honk this morning, it is Jermaine Wiggins. We will be
far from a honk.
We will be back with the crossover next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
The crossover is brought to you by National Lumber. National Lumber, wait till you see them. Rich, what's going on?
What is going on,
Friday.
Morning show? How are you?
What's happening?
Woo!
What's up? Has AB been cut yet?
Not yet. Okay. We will keep an eye on it all day long. We'll be refreshing his Instagram page and you know, Adam Schefter, and just making sure he's still on the team. Yeah. Who knows? He could be cut in the next 4 minutes, or he could have four touchdowns on Sunday.
That is true.
Both of them are believable at this point.
He's going to play on Sunday.
I think so. Yeah. That's where I'm leaning right now. But, man, he's making it tougher and tougher on the Patriots to sort of stand by him, isn't he?
Are you doing the pregame show?
Yes. With Wiggy and Fourier.
You want me to come by?
Of course I do.
You're always welcome to come by.
I'm going
We're
going to
be at the shed.
You know where the shed is? Right across the street?
It's right across. Yeah. Can I get a lift over there?
We're going to have to send somebody.
Do we have to walk?
Do we have a golf cart? On
I think
that'd
we might
be, nice.
Be able to do some. It's Greg Hill. I mean, the guy's been on air for 28 years.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's a
good point. We got to make sure he can be able to get from one side of the street to the other.
That's a good point. Police escort, maybe. Just for a quick segment.
You need one.
Yeah, you do.
Crossing Route 1 is the riskiest thing. It's like worse than climbing Everest.
Yeah, but it's up there by the smaller portion of the Route 1 element. Yeah. It's like right where the tunnel, right where you go under the underpass, overpass.
Yeah,
it's right
and there's
there.
Always like a police officer on a horse.
Right by the Ron dealership. Yeah. So it's not too bad to get across.
The weather is going to be unbelievable on Sunday.
Beautiful thing.
It's going to be the perfect football day.
Make sure you hydrate.
Hydrate how? Like vodka chug hydrate? Yeah.
What's your like tailgate drink? What do you
vodka chug? I go vodka chug.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vodka chug?
Never mind.
He just takes a handle of vodka and just has a, you know.
Ask me what my Red Sox drink is.
What would your Red Sox drink be?
Vodka chug.
Okay.
So
say before a Bruins game, hypothetically, Greg, what would you have?
During a Bruins game.
So you're just basically chugging vodka everywhere you go.
That's his go-to.
Not everywhere I go.
But you like what you like.
Every sporting event.
You like what you like.
Yeah. Danielle, what do you partake in?
I'm more of a Corona girl. So that'd be my chug of choice.
All 12 months.
Yeah.
So not just a summer beer for you.
No, I drink iced coffee in the winter, so why wouldn't I drink Corona in the winter?
So you put a lime in the Corona, that's...
Yeah, but only if I know it's been washed.
Ooh.
Good restaurant point. Fruit
Rinse
is filthy.
That. No, don't touch those.
So then you don't put many limes
in the... Your house limes are fine.
Yeah, house limes are fine.
What's your go-to?
I'm all over the place. I mean, I'm a craft beer guy. I'm like Fitzy, craft beer guy. I'm a big Long Island iced tea guy. Fitzy? If you have all the ingredients.
What? People are still ordering Long Island iced tea.
Right here he is. It's 2019, let me tell you. I feel like they're delicious.
I feel
like
you're.
I make homemade ones.
Keep like Sex on the Beach as well.
I would. In a second.
I feel like he's at like a Days Inn in New Jersey in 1979 ordering like a Long Island iced tea.
It's delicious.
Want amaretto sour too?
If you have it.
Would you like a little bit of Cisco with that?
Whatever you want to put in it, I'll drink it.
Can you name the five white liquors that
you'll never get the fifth? Well, I put like Contro. Or
it's triple sec.
Or triple sec, same thing. Yeah.
Grab those five bottles off the speed rack.
Mm-hmm. Put them all in there.
Wiggy, what's your go-to?
I like a little bit of Ciroc. You know, I'm a Ciroc vodka drinker. Depending if I feel like I need a little, What's wrong with that?
I feel like you're copying Greg a little bit here. You're just pounding vodka now. You just kind of put a name on it.
I used to be on the Yak, but the Yak, you know.
He's like, you know what I like is a Long Island and a Corona.
Yeah. I used to be a little bit of Yak, though. But you know what I do like?
What's that?
I do like the
little lean. Are you into the lean?
No, I'm not into lean. But when I'm not drinking lean, I like to drink Crown Apple.
What about the Four Loko?
They have a seltzer now.
I thought I was going to have a heart attack one night drinking Four Loko. That stuff is wild.
I think they banned that
in 48 states.
Yeah. I think they did.
They did.
There's a couple where you can still drink it.
They banned it, I think, like in 2010, but then they retooled the formula. But
they
now
they lowered it. Isn't it lower alcohol now?
I think it's got a little bit less. Right. But it's
lower alcohol, 87%.
Yeah. I like to drink from where you got to get a little step stool and you got to get to the top shelf.
You're not on the ground.
We started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah, I started from the bottom. The Mad Dog 2020. Yeah. I made my way up.
The Mad Dog looks so delicious.
I made my way up.
And you'd say, look at this. This has to be great. Yeah. And they're all turquoise and orange and red. Tastes like gasoline.
Wiggy only drinks liquors that have illuminated shelves under them. Like the promo display shelf from your liquor rep.
Yeah. Like, ooh,
if the bartender can reach it on there, you don't want it. No, I don't want it. I need a step stool.
Get a ladder from downstairs, please.
Yeah, give me some of that Louis the 13th up there.
Really?
Yeah, give me some of that way up there.
Jeez. He's a pro athlete.
What a high roller over here.
Some of that. Give me some of that. Keep going. A little bit higher.
I mean, somebody earlier.
Yeah, get to the penthouse. I don't want that basement liquor. I don't want my liquor.
That's why you put it in a Long Island. You can't taste it anyway. You get all the bottom
still
ones.
Still feel it though.
Oh, you sure
still
do.
Still feel it.
I don't want my liquor right next to the laundry facilities. Get up here.
What kind of bar is this now? Well, it's a bar.
Laundromat.
It's a bar slash laundromat.
You treat it like a dump sink. Well, you treat your liquor how you want to be
and
in
it
life.
And it can also send Western Unions from there.
That's how you are in life.
A one stop. I like that. That's really nice.
Who wants to live next to the laundry, you know, the laundry room in the apartment?
No, nobody does.
Right, so it's how you treat your life.
I bet you were a bottle service guy when you were playing, though.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't, but I definitely wouldn't mind jumping on somebody's back. Uh-huh. Yeah. You getting bottles?
Okay.
I'm cool. Where are you? Right here? Okay. Oh, with the bottles, okay.
Oh, you guys are here at the same place?
Oh, wow. Great. Yeah, I guess I can come over.
I know you.
Who are you with? That's just a few of us. Come on in.
We can have
the guy. A few of the guys from home.
They're in town
for the game.
What you getting? Oh, you getting goose? I prefer Ciroc, but the goose is cool, though.
I'm not chipping in for it, but no, I prefer it.
I got you.
Usually leave before you know the bill's coming. Right. It's getting late for me. I gotta get up out of here. Good seeing you too. All right.
Do you make the fake grab for the wallet? Like you,
yeah.
you want me to?
Should
can
I?
I you
no,
want
no,
me to? No.
I'm all
no,
well.
You don't do that.
I got you. Next
I'm
time.
All well.
How are we settling
the bills
this?
Come.
How are we? Yeah. What are we doing?
I'm gonna Venmo you. I'll Venmo you.
You leave well before the bill is even in somebody's mind.
Right.
Yeah. So it's
like Antonio Brown. You just end up owing people money. You owe everybody in the world money at this point.
So whatever will you talk about today?
Not sure, really.
Okay,
you guys.
Right, okay.
I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, there's nothing big going on. Yeah. They got some receiver named Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
But.
Yes, we'll probably get it. We do have Michael Irvin on the show.
Yes,
today's Friday, 11:30. We'll have Michael Irvin.
Is he going to have a good phone?
Yeah, a better phone than last week.
Okay.
And one of the McCourties, right?
And I believe Jason McCourty today.
Okay.
So should be good. No Dale today. He's at a wedding, so we had Andy Hart.
Wow.
Andy Hart. So looking forward to that.
Ask Michael Irvin if he felt like that photo was intimidating for him, because that's the big thing.
I'll
now.
Pass that along. Yeah.
I'm new to radio. Is this is this not an important ratings period, the fall? Or, I mean,
fall,
I mean, are we taking constant vacation days around
here? Before the Bruins. The Bruins are really important, so Dale can't take time off during the Bruins.
Well, I mean, I haven't utilized a single vacation day all summer because I was focused on the new job here.
I think that's my time.
I get five weeks. I mean, I have.
Well, you are new to radio, so I mean, you
I still have paternity fall. Use more of my days.
I believe it's fall and spring.
So those are the two most important ones.
Yeah, so something for you, left flag.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Wiggy.
This is what we're saving it for.
All right, Wiggy, thanks for being here today.
Oh,
everybody,
pleasure.
Hope you have a great weekend. Go Pats. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime from WEEI.com or on the radio.com app. And we're back Monday with Boomer Esiason at 7 and Tom Brady at some point during the Greg Hill Show. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.